Before Mother Wolf was a mother, she was a fighter. Father Wolf wedged his human child between his paws and began to lick him clean. The child, Mowgli, crouched on all fours and gnawed a buffalo bone. He was not a tidy eater, and marrow juice ran across one cheek and into his ear. Father Wolf licked it off.
"Tell me a story," Mowgli said.
It was a very wet day in the Sioni Hills. The tangle of jungle stretched away below them, its rich green, leopard-spotted with red and yellow, where the trees had flowered. Mother Wolf was out hunting, down towards the river where the bandicoot rats would be hiding. Rain thrummed down outside the cave, churning the forest floor into mud. But inside, it was warm and dry. It was weather for storytelling.
"But not the one about the mongoose. I'm sick of that one."
"Don't be impertinent."
Father Wolf laid one of his teeth against the top of Mowgli's skull and applied the lightest possible pressure. Mowgli was small but tough, with muscles that could catapult him into a tree in a single jump. Even so, it hurt.
"Ow!"
Mowgli rubbed his head and glared at Father Wolf.
"Ouch!"
The wolf said nothing, only batted Mowgli's head to the side so he could run a brisk tongue along the boy's neck.
"Fine. Sorry."
Mowgli tried to look both righteously annoyed and cajoling at once. It involved a lot of eyebrow work.
"Tell me about when you were little."
Father Wolf shook his head and went on cleaning his son, licking hard at the dirt packed behind Mowgli's left ear.
"Please," said Mowgli. "I'm hungry."
"Then eat something."
"There's no food. And anyway, I'm hungry for stories."
"No stories about me. I've no wish to go raking through my own fur," Father Wolf said.
"Then tell me about when Mama was young."
"Ah."
Father Wolf's eyes shone yellow in the light. He licked the side of Mowgli's hair in pleasure and let him go.
"Yes, that I can do," he said. "Your mother is famous from the foot of the Sioni to where the trees reach the ridge on the far side of the mountain."
Mowgli nodded. He knew that.
Everyone knew that.
He stretched back luxuriously and began chewing on his toenail.
"They called her Raksha, which means the demon."
This was news to Mowgli.